Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan, or Mayhem, just depends on her mood. So,
Today I'm not moving. Notice I only went this high. My body's all stiff from working in the yard. So I'm moving slower today.
you're
I
doing your mayhem in the yard.
am wreaking havoc out there. So
Yeah. Yeah, it's looking good. I saw a picture right before we went on. It looks looking good.
making progress. And all of a sudden, I got freed up for the weekend to work on. It's because we're not
Yeah.
supposed to be here, you guys.
We're not. We're not. This is bonus.
Yeah,
Don't you feel
bonus footage. Exactly.
excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunately, yeah, the wildfires. In California, they were actually in the area that we were supposed to be, and they were using that area. They needed to use it for rescue and operations, post-fire operations. So they had to postpone the event.
Yeah, we're
Yeah.
bummed
So
actually.
we wish them the very
Happy to be
best.
here
And
with you guys, but yeah, it's a bummer.
yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. And we have Tiffany up in the heavens with us here. So she's, I see, because she's up in
They
the
really just need to
clouds.
be honest. They really just need to be honest because it's really they
What's
just
that?
missed me. So We did. She
that's
wouldn't
why
go
it
with
didn't
us.
happen.
We
Yeah, she
tried.
wasn't going. She couldn't go. So yeah. That's true. We just changed everything so that we could be all together.
Yeah,
So,
that's right. What timeline would put us with Tiffany?
yes.
Love it.
We're going to talk more about timelines in a minute, but first, be sure and say where you're from because that lights up your grid. It lights up the energetic grid that's around the earth and it shows us where your part of it is. So cool, so cool. But claim it, claim your spot. That's why you're there.
I like that term claim it because I think we need to do that in a lot of things in our lives.
Yes,
Claim it.
absolutely.
Claim our health, claim our good fortunes, claim them. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then how do they do everything, Tracy?
So you guys, if you would like to ask us questions, and we would like you to ask us questions because you have really good questions. Just put Tiffany in capital letters and then ask your question. You can surround it with heart emojis or little angel emojis or happy face emojis, all the
Yeah,
emojis.
creative
That's
emojis.
anything you want. Yeah. And then she'll know that you're asking a question because you got her name in capital letters right there. If you are commenting and asking questions out through a Facebook, viewing it through Facebook, then please open it up into its full form. And then that way, we'll get the question because if you're just scrolling and you comment below the scroll, it doesn't show us. So you have to open it up in its feed. And I think we got it. Other than it's very, very, very important that if you want to watch it from YouTube, you go to mine. Mine. Anyway, the Forever YouTube
Toss
battle.
it, toss a coin and pick the one you want.
We get so close, you guys. It's just kind of
We
fun to do
do.
this with you.
It's just our fun competition.
It's like who's YouTube's gonna get more? And so if you're watching on YouTube, yeah. And if you're watching for mine, woo, no. See all
Yay,
the
and woo for
reactions.
me too. So
Look at all the reactions you get out of me. It's so much fun.
oh goodness,
So
that's funny. Anyway, okay. So if I guess we'll give it a minute before we do where everybody's from. So today is summer solstice,
yes.
longest day of the year for the Northern Hemisphere, and we have a full moon.
Yes.
Yes. So, are
Are you
there
feeling
any
it?
energy goings on or anything happening with all of that combination?
The solstice, I'm not real sure. The full moon, I did read something on the full moon and watch something on the full moon. Now I have to
I think it's going
recalibrate
in
that for you.
Capricorn.
It is in Capricorn.
Yes.
Yes. Usually Capricorn buckles down, right? It's like get busy, do your work. I think that there was supposed to be some opening doors opening. You were going to lock in. Like if you were trying to make some changes, that was going to start revealing itself. Like if you're sitting there going, I know I need to change, I just don't know what. That song and dance, I think that this full moon is supposed to help you anchor in a direction. People are, I know that there's a lot of, and we experience this big time in Sedona, but that I hate this term, but I'm going to use it, leveling up. You're moving to something different. You are changing what you're doing or how you're doing it. And so this moon is just really in there supporting them. So a lot of people going through that, through moving, through spiritual awakening stuff, starting their own businesses and that kind of thing. And they're just really, really is a lot of support around that. So.
Very cool. I noticed the last couple of days I've been having it's kind of like that little it's hard to explain what it is. It's not dizzy, but it's like things go wonky kind
The
of thing.
symptoms, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like it's when I do my neck a certain way or something, it's like I'm noticing that. So I'm trying to say, okay, is that trying to tell me something? Or but it's not consistent. So I think it's anyway, I think that's something that maybe if because I know a couple of their people have told me they're kind of feeling a little lightheaded or it's like it's hard to describe. So it's probably it could be the same thing. We're just saying different words.
Possibly, yeah. I know the lightheaded and kind of dizzy thing happens a lot, ascension symptoms. And we've got a lot of energy. I mean, we got the full moon, we got the solstice. I haven't checked on the solar flares or the Schumann resonance lately, but those are usually playing with us too. And even today, I had just a fun little conversation about the light codes that come in through like the sun and all that. And for those of us who are in our summer now, there's going to be a lot of codes coming in. I live in Oregon, so I know the sun's out every day of the year, but sometimes I can't see it. So all the clouds, but right now it's sunny and nice and in the 80s, and yeah, so it's we're out there getting our sun codes and all the things, dialing it in. So
Yeah.
yeah.
But
Oh,
yeah, that's,
I
I
had
think all those combined, like you're saying, the energies and everything, I think we are much more sensitive to everything. So that's why we're maybe feeling things that hadn't felt before. And it's, but I thought I heard something about like with all this combination of things that I mean, the veil is getting thinner and thinner, but it's like we're experiencing it. Like on this, we're getting a dose of it, of like very little veil to no veil kind of thing of what
Yeah,
feeling will be.
I've had clients that have just no veil. It's like their answers are just bing, bing, bing. What I was going to say though is I know that a lot of people have gone through a shift where it comes in as like the sinus bug thing that goes on for like 2 weeks. Yeah.
That's
And
what I had going on.
I had and this was through a channeled session. I had somebody ask about that, and what came through was that the DNA is changing, and this is one of the ways of releasing the old DNA.
That we're
Releasing old DNA.
releasing old
There's a,
DNA. Oh,
yeah.
cool. Okay.
I know. So I thought, man, I want to share that. That seemed kind of cool.
It
So,
is cool. Because
yeah.
it does, it goes on like that first part goes on. It's 2 weeks. It's just 2 weeks. That's how it is. But then there's a cough that's continuing. It's not as bad. It's definitely lessened, but it's still going on. And I'm what, three, little over 3 weeks
Yeah.
from it. So
Yeah. Well,
no. Get rid of
that's
it.
gold
Okay,
in
old
with
DNA. Go. Out with the
Everyone's
old.
probably just like, what are those two doing?
Yeah, exactly. So if you didn't have those, see, and this is where I don't want people to say, oh, well, I didn't have it. So that means I didn't have that happen to me. It's you're probably doing it a different way. This is just interesting. She asked because she had this. And there were several
Yeah, it
people
was
going
somebody
through
that actually was at the retreat.
okay.
Yeah, now
Makes
that I
sense.
think about
Yeah,
as
okay.
I get more clarity as to what
Yeah.
session that was. But yeah, she had asked about that because they went through the same thing. And that was really a good clarification of what was going on there. So,
Yeah, very
but
good.
there is some clearing, but it also, the information was also that there are other ways to clear it if those aren't the only symptoms.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, because I do not want anybody to think, oh, wait a minute, I'm not part of that special group or something like that. It's like it doesn't,
everybody's part of
nothing,
it.
exactly. We're all doing it. We're just doing it in
You
different
can't
ways.
get out of it. Yeah. So, yeah, we're all, and it doesn't always hit everybody the same way. So it's kind of like your astrology chart. It's like, oh, it's a full moon. Well, that's going to be different for me as a Capricorn than it's going to be for you as your Aries, right? Yeah. So, it's going to fall different in our chart. Well, energy hits us all differently when we're going through that too, and our different shifts in DNA and everything. So, of course, we're going to purge that a little differently. So,
Absolutely. Okay, Tiffany, where is everybody coming from? I can't wait to hear.
scrolling back, let's see. We have Philly, Georgia, California, Miami Beach, Wisconsin, Australia, Brazil, Seattle, Colorado, Texas, another Texas. I'm just going to shout out all the Texases. I'm
You
just going
got
to ignore
company.
everyone else and just
There you go.
Texas.
You got all the company.
Everybody's after
Minnesota.
you, Tiffany.
Exactly. Idaho, Nebraska. Hello, Judy. We have another
Judy.
Texas, South Africa, Minnesota. Yeah. A lot more Australias.
We got Norway on
Thank
here.
you. Utah. Oh, you're
Oh,
down there.
yeah.
Canada, oh, there's Canada representing. New Jersey, yep, Norway, New Zealand,
Yeah.
Florida.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love how
I
there's
think Texas won, though.
Texas, and there's no Arkansas or Oregon. Where's
Oregon, yeah, what's
the
that
people? We're coming to get you guys.
about? Oh, there's a Southern Oregon. Oh, you spoke too soon.
Yay! And
Hey, where's Arkansas? Come on, need some
we
support
have Japan,
here. Yeah.
Ibiza,
Woo!
England.
I love it. I love it. It's
Yeah.
so amazing. You guys are amazing. But can you see? Do you see that grid forming around the planet?
Absolutely. Lights up, lighten up, lighten up. I love it. So
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, so cool. Okay, Tracy. I want to talk about our things, continuing on the heart thing, because that started a topic, but then you called me. We talked yesterday. I don't know if you who called who, but it went back into this, and it's like, okay, we need to be talking about this on the show
We do. Yeah.
because and I keep thinking about it, and it's like I have more questions, and I want to do that here in
Okay.
this format because I think this will be fun. It'll be like Convoluted Universe Live.
Wait. Guys,
Okay.
I am having so many weird experiences over here. And it's kind of just like my head just keeps going.
Maybe this is your way. This is what's happening.
This
Like,
might be my shift. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Like my DNA's adjusting. It is wild. So we talked last week about where do you find the heart in your body, right? And it's center of the chest, but I always remembered it as being on the left. Well, we had another one of those challenges where do you just want me to say exactly what it was or?
I was trying to tell Jenny about it earlier and I couldn't remember what the second one was. And we just did it like yesterday. So
Oh, yeah.
it's like, see,
Interesting.
that's funny that I don't even remember what
Well,
it was.
okay, so I've been a practitioner since 2013, so 11 years now. And I have never, ever, ever heard anybody purchasing or
Oh, that
acquiring
was it. That
a group regression CD
Oh, yeah,
or
it's a DVD.
DVD, sorry, DVD, or the script for that
For the yeah
separately.
group regression workshop.
In my timeline, I acquired that differently. So I'll just say it like that. So,
Yeah, she's texting me is like,
oh my God, I was just like,
do they
somebody's
purchase
doing
it
a rogue
separately?
website. Oh my God, the things that were going on over here. I'm like, somebody's doing a rogue website. I've got to ask Julia, we got to nip this. And she's like,
And I'm
what
like, what do you
are you
mean?
talking about?
So
So
that's
yesterday
yeah.
was the first day I have ever heard that you purchased that through Ozark Publishing. It's a thing. And I was like, And I was going to sit there. I was going to do what we all do. I was going to say, I just must have never known. And I was going to poo-poo that off. And then all of a sudden I start laughing because the whole day yesterday, I did a channel for my YouTube page. I talked to the client that acquired the thing, purchasing it appropriately through the website. And so she was like, I'm so glad that worked out. You got it figured out. So anyway, where was I going with all of that?
You were going through the day, you
Oh,
did
the whole day. Yeah, the whole
it.
day was about there's going to be subtle shifts, and sometimes you'll catch them and sometimes you won't. And sometimes you'll just think, oh, I must have got that wrong. That was all part of the theme. And so when I'm talking to Julia, I just start laughing. I said, oh, I see what they did. was like, I was supposed to catch that. And I almost just went, wow, that's really weird. I must have just, I don't know why I didn't know it was like that, but
Yeah, I'm like,
okay.
it's been that way all the time. Yeah,
Yeah. And she's like, it has always been that way. I'm like, not
how
in my reality,
it
was it? And so, anyways, it was really interesting. But I love that also, it became very apparent to me that I was supposed to catch that. That was,
Yeah.
we're all supposed to pay attention to those things. Don't poo-poo it. If you're like, that's weird. I thought it used to be like this, but I must have got that wrong. Don't do that. That's
Yeah,
part
and
of the
so what
theme
does that indicate when you notice it?
that you switch timelines. Yeah.
Yeah, and
So.
that's what she's like, well, I switched timelines, and I'm like, but it's always been this way. She goes, yes, because that's the timeline you're on. I've been over here somewhere, and now I just switched to this one. So here comes in my questions where I'm like, okay, that's great, but then who have I been interacting with all this time up until
Well,
yesterday?
I just merged with that version apparently,
Right,
didn't I?
exactly, but it's
Yeah.
like,
I know, I had the same questions. I was like, well, what version of Julia have I been playing with, or my family or anything?
exactly.
But we're all going through these shifts, and there'll be things that you'll do that with me. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't remember it that way.
Yeah.
But that's a good question. That is going to be a really good question for probably when one of us is under,
Yeah. Yeah.
what
It's a great
happens?
question for the SC. That's what we say. It's a great question for a
Yeah.
session. You know, just you ask those kind of questions.
So
The second.
somebody out there is going to have a session, maybe ask what happens when you change timelines to the other versions of the people, and like Julia was saying, where's the version of Tracy that I've been interacting with?
Yeah, I get it that you merge with that, but it's like, wouldn't you take on
A
the
new
memories
memory.
of that one that you're merging with, the one that's been on this timeline that has known all of this?
Yeah. So this always brings me back to the movie The Butterfly Effect, where he goes back into a scene. He reads his journal and it takes him back to that day and he changes what he does. And then he wakes up and it's a new timeline. And, all the characters are different. They're the same characters, they're just in different places in their life
Different
that.
roles or different
Yeah,
things,
like their
yeah.
life went differently because of that change.
Yeah.
And he remembers the old way, but then he gets downloaded with the new one and the
Yeah.
new, all the stuff that he did in that timeline gets put in. So
Integrated. Yeah. So when's
integrated,
yours going to
yeah.
get integrated?
But then he still remembers the other one,
Yeah.
even though he's integrated into the new one. So I'm integrating.
No, and I think it's great because this is what, I mean, this happens to us all the time. We're moving in and out and we're doing all this stuff, but just what's new about this is we are aware, we can be conscious of it. And that's why it was like trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
It's like you need to pay attention to this. You need to be aware this is happening because this is where we're at now. It's like we can be aware, we can
We're
be
all
conscious of
gonna
it,
do it. Yeah.
and we can grasp it. We can, before we couldn't, we can now. It might be confusing, but we can grasp it. Like that,
Well,
you
yeah.
said,
And
I changed my
we're gonna even
lines,
start to understand how that all works, even though right now we're sitting there going, wait a minute, what about that version of me has always been there on that timeline and in that position. And then, how many versions of us are out there? How many timelines of us are out
Absolutely.
there?
Yeah.
What was the it's Ant-Man is he did the quantum something
Yeah.
where they went into the inner
Quantumania.
realms. What was it?
Quantumania.
Quantumania. And then he was trying to get to that. Maybe you should tell it, Tiffany, because I'm not going to remember. But
Yeah.
every time he thought of a new way to do something, there was another version of him that would appear in that quantum field. And it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
That shows it
And then
really
he
well.
then didn't he encounter himself in all those different versions at
Yeah,
some point? I can't
and then
remember that.
eventually I think it all comes back to just him. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're out having all these experiences, and then it
Yeah.
will come back to just the one. That's what we're
Absolutely.
that's the goal, right? We're narrowing down the timelines. So maybe I got to narrow down another one.
Maybe. We're narrowing down them. Well, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Narrowing them down, or I was just thinking being more aware of them because we don't know how many there are, but that makes sense. There's some that don't serve us anymore, so we won't need to focus
Yeah.
on them. We don't need to pick them back up. So that could be that makes
Yeah,
sense to me.
we're closing out the frequencies we're not in anymore, and we
Yeah.
keep moving into the next
Yeah.
ones.
Very cool. But I thought that was fun. I mean, we were, it's like the mind, it was doing some funny stuff. It's like, we're like, we need to be doing this on
That's just like, do we
the
need to get you a doctor, some medication? What do we need to do with you? Yeah, I was
Exactly.
really losing it going, when did we have to? What? That's different than I remember. And yeah, just as much as the heart on the left side.
Now pretty soon you'll be going, we'll say something about it, and you're like, what are you talking about? It's always been
Yeah, somebody will come out and do that to
but this
me.
is great that we have this recorded, because then when you do that, it'll be like,
But
wait a
that's what you
minute.
think. But I was sitting there going, well, what about all the movies where it used to be on? Oh, yeah, that would all be changed now because it's on the timeline where it existed that way. So this might disappear if we
Yeah.
change timelines again.
It might, or you remember it all because you're conscious of it. Who knows? But anyway, but if she doesn't remember later, we know what happened. We're here. We are witnesses.
You guys will be like, I remember when. Yeah.
And you're gonna go, I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy.
Exactly. You guys are crazy.
Yeah, we're all crazy.
In such a great way.
Yes, absolutely
Should we
wonderful,
see what the
crazy.
crazies have to ask us?
Let's see.
Very convoluted topic, but what I hear is so all those arguments that I have with, partners or friends where they say, I told you or you didn't tell me, is that a timeline shift? That's what I'm hearing.
Oh.
That's what we can start blaming it on. Shift
Yeah. Well, you
the
just knew that yesterday. You're like, is this what you're going to start doing now? That was on a different timeline.
Exactly. Hey, it's a very handy excuse.
For all the new agers out there, you got a new
Yeah.
out.
I think we're going to start seeing it a lot on Facebook, probably. Because it'll
Yeah.
have its bad moment. Okay, that was a different timeline. I
Yeah.
shifted, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey. This is the new me on this timeline. No, I know. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. All the memes, get going on like it. So now we know Tiffany is going to use that as an excuse for sure.
Yep,
Oh,
absolutely.
100%. I can just already see it stumbling with celebrities when they get caught saying something, they can be like, no, that was a different
Wasn't
timeline,
me.
Yeah,
They're
that
so
never used to be against
expansive.
the law. The
Oh,
timeline I came from, that was legal.
well,
Like it.
before questions, I see Desiree is out there, so I just want to say hi.
Hi,
And Kat, I know you changed your name. It's Kat and Jack now, but they said hello to me, so hello.
Oh. I'm gonna say hello to them anyway. Maybe they'll say hi to me now.
Maybe.
We'll
Hello.
give it a
Hello,
try. Let's
everybody.
experiment.
I'm
Hello,
so glad you're all
everyone.
here. Yes.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Yes. There's just some of you we recognize from different things. So.
That's right. Right. Did
Yay.
you find a good question?
Sorry.
Did you find a good question?
Yeah, let's do it. This is from Faye. People from my high school have been spreading unkind rumors about me. If we manifest what we are focusing on, how can I undo the situation I'm in? Should I ignore the drama?
Yes.
Yeah. See, it just gets worse if you focus on it. So you just don't, you let it go. It doesn't bother you. As soon as you don't focus on it, or you don't give it attention, it will go away. They'll find something else. They're just trying to get a rise. They're trying to get a reaction. When you don't give them one, then they'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. You're being
and metaphysically, and metaphysically, that's how, when you don't give it, you take your focus off of something, it goes away. It doesn't have any energy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I would say the important part for her to look at is how does it make you feel? It has nothing to do with the people that are smack talking, whatever. How does it make you feel? Mm-hmm. When have you felt that way before?
Yeah.
What needs to be healed in that? It has nothing to do with what's happening. It's how it's making you feel so that you can heal it. But yes, ignore it. Do not respond to it. Because when you don't give it any time, you know how they're just going to be so disappointed that you didn't respond to that.
Exactly. And they'll go on to something else. But excellent point, Tracy, because that's, you know, anytime it's what you look at, something gets a reaction out of you. If it gets you very upset, then it's trying to show you something about yourself. And that's what I love. When did I feel like that before? Or what is this trying to tell me? What is this? You know, so do the exploration on yourself, because that's, you created this situation to show you something that you want to learn about yourself.
Absolutely. This is happening for you.
Yeah.
So take advantage of it. I know it kind of sucks when we feel like people are doing that, but this is all about self-love right now. We're all learning self-love and how to take care of ourselves and not to give that energy. Like Julia was saying, don't give it the energy. They don't deserve it. It's not even about deserving it, because they're doing their role perfectly to trigger you in this thing that is ready to heal.
And this is that part of responsibility, is you asked for it to be done. You asked for them to play that role. And that's the part that's kind of hard. Why did I do that? I wouldn't do that. Why would I? That's hurt.
Yeah, why would I want them to treat me so bad?
Yeah, you wanted to learn something. And when we won't look inside, sometimes the best way to do that is to put it outside of ourselves by other people showing it to us. And so you've asked them to do this on this other level, not consciously, on this other level. You said, hey, I need some help learning this about myself. Can you help me? And they're like, yes, we would love to help you. We're your best friends.
We'll play this
in this realm. You know, we would love to help you. And then they jumped in and they created, you know, you all created this scenario so that you could learn this. They're also learning things too, you know, but the biggest one, you asked for this scenario and that's what's happening. So it helps. I know it sounds a little crazy, but it does help when you start realizing you did this and, you know, I created this so I can learn something from it. Just when I was doing it, like, well, sometimes when I did it or before, I used to go, why did I do this? Why did I do this? And I was stuck in a wormhole of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to get out of that, because that's taking responsibility. I acknowledged I did it, but then I was in that, why did I do it? And all that stuff. We do everything to learn something. So if you can just jump to what am I learning, that'll get you shifting and moving through
Sometimes you get to the end of it and then you look back and go, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I see what all happened. I've done that before where I'm in it going, why is this happening? What am I learning? Da, da, da. And it wasn't until I got to the end that I could look back and go,
oh. Yeah, all the pieces got together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you land, your feet land finally and you're like, oh, it was all getting me here. Okay. So Faye, I believe was your name. I want you to say, I love that these guys are doing this so that I can heal this and I'm going to learn so much and it's going to just slingshot me forward in my ascension, like claim the goodness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that claiming again?
Yeah, we're going to come with that.
Yes. Be grateful for them, the players in your play, the actors in your play.
Yeah. Like it. Okay, Tiffany, what else you got for us?
Well, first, Lori from last week, we were talking a lot about her, I think it was her right side shoulder issue stuff. She She just gave an update. She said, tell your mom my right side issues are improving since last week. And thank you all. And then she also said she's thanking herself because her body was telling her what she needed to pay attention to.
Absolutely. And what is it? It goes away when you're getting the message. So see, you're listening now, and that's why it's going away. You are talking to your body. You're listening to it now. So it doesn't have to talk to you in that way. So it will go away. You're saying it's lessening. Just keep talking to it. What else do you want me to know? Is there anything else? Just keep talking. You know, what are you trying to show me? And once you've got the full lesson and you understand what you need to do, it'll go away completely. That's okay. Very cool. Thank you, Lori. Thank you for loving yourself enough to do that for yourself.
Absolutely. That's the best.
Mm-hmm. This, I guess, is kind of a segue into this next one. This would be, this is from Rose. And so they say, after last week's show, I asked my body what message it was trying to tell me. I have asked it this question every day for years. The next thing I came across online after asking self that question was advising to get checked for Epstein-Barr virus. As I have researched it all week, my symptoms make sense to be linked to that. This being incurable, what does it matter if I get checked for it or not? Will it really make a difference with clearing my pustular psoriasis?
Okay, so here's the thing about diagnoses. You know, a diagnosis name is just given to a set of symptoms to be able to get insurance payment. That's it. It's they in order to get insurance to cover different treatments, different things, you have to have a name. That's just how it operates. So that's why we don't even fool with names. We look at symptoms. You look, the symptoms are the messages. So you want to look at exactly what are those. And then those are going to be guidelines as to what it's trying to tell you. And you talk to that body part, you talk to those symptoms, you talk to all of that and say, what are you trying to tell me? You worded that when you said what you said just now, it was worded a little differently. And I want you to word it exactly the way I'm saying it, because that's where you get the clear answer. The way you said it, it's kind of vague. And it's open. And that's not how the body works. You want to talk to it and you say, what are you trying to tell me? That's very clear. What do you want me to know? Once you get an answer to what are you trying to tell me, then you go, what do you want me to know? And that's where it's giving you more information. And then what do you want me to do? See, that's very clear. So when you, and however it comes, I would just be, you know, when you say, okay, this diagnosis, it's, you know, it's incurable. But so that's not what the body's going to tell you. That's not how it works. You've got to go deeper. There's something at the bottom of this. Look at the symptoms. I mean, we could do back and forth here, but it's really about you just getting still and quiet. What do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? I mean, what are you trying to tell me? What do you want me to know? And what do you want me to do? Okay. That's your homework.
Phew.
And
you got out of California, but you didn't get out of soul speak.
There we go. So that, because that's what it would have been on. Yeah. The thing is, and I want you to keep asking questions. And don't just, you know, that you'll get an answer. So then I want you to keep asking questions until you get to the bottom of it. If you still have questions, then that means you haven't gone deep enough. You haven't gone all the way. So just keep asking a question. When you get an answer, ask a question about that answer. And then just keep it going deeper until you get what I call as the gold. You'll get to the core issue.
Yeah. An example of this might be like, if you're asking, why is that pain here? It's serving you. You know, I've had people do that. Yeah. That's what does it. Ask the next question. How is it serving me?
Yeah.
Well, it's protecting you. How is it protecting me? I'm keeping, you know, and you want to keep asking the question. You see, that's what Leah said.
You'll keep going.
Keep asking more and more.
Yes. Because you'll always get a very broad answer at first. It's nice and vague and open and can mean a lot of things. So that's where you want to go deeper to get it more refined till you get to the absolute core message.
Yeah, it's very effective. I've gotten through a lot of things with SoulSpeak. So absolutely.
Yeah, just trust yourself. Just trust yourself to know. whatever you get, whatever comes in, however it is, it's an impression. It's, if it's a sense, you might actually hear something. And I like somebody asked earlier today, are you hearing things in from physical or is it in your mind's eye? I'm going to call it my mind's ear. So it's like
Yeah.
it's within me. It could be very similar. So is, am I hearing my thoughts? You can define, you can describe it that way. That's how some people might, it might be. So it's just don't dismiss anything. Whatever comes in, pay attention to it and then just keep going.
Yeah. I love it. You guys, you're getting a lot of really good information right now. I would rewatch this if I were you, just because you're kind of getting some free information here.
Yeah. Oh, you are.
And it's really good information. Yeah. So, all right, Tiffany.
All right. So this is from Cindy. The question is, they had a session with you, Tracy and Daniel,
Wow.
where he told her their them about their soul essence, where it came from. So the question is, where is your main home after you leave Source? You experience lots of different lives, but where is your main home?
After you leave Source?
Yes.
Oh, that's a really cool question.
Well, I mean, you leave Source to go into your life.
Yeah.
So your main home, I mean, it's
I think Source is your main, that's where you come
center.
from.
Yeah, three come from.
So like it's going to be different for everybody. And I think we've talked about this before too. It's like we only know this
Yeah,
much
so
about,
small.
the universe. And so that's a really like the answer to that question that I could give you today might be different tomorrow and the next day different again. Because we are, just as we're talking about the timelines, we are in this convoluted, multi-dimensional experience. Like we are more than just the physical body. We close our eyes, we're already in a different dimension. We start expanding their thoughts, we're in another dimension. We start traveling through time and space through our spirit body. We're in another world, another dimension. So that is really a good question because
And I'm just
I
from,
don't go
like,
home to all of it.
yeah, well, I mean, because we have Source, then we have our, what we call, I mean, and that's our ultimate home, I would
Yeah.
imagine. And we have, like, we go to the spirit side where, and we're going to different levels there and different places there between lives. But when we, when it's all simultaneous, see, that one still is a little odd because we, it's all simultaneous. So that means that there isn't a between lives now. It's all happening, it's all occurring simultaneously, but with still a dimension that we go to. So that one might be the main one. You know, it's like we go there and we're learning when we're not in a physical life,
Yeah. I mean, if
maybe.
we want to simplify it, you draw a beautiful picture of the oversoul. And we are just one aspect of the oversoul. So the oversoul would be home because we're, and the oversoul is part of Source. So, wow, these are such good questions. You guys are thinking so deep. It's like we've hit a new level of questions today.
Very cool.
But yeah, I would say probably your soul, your oversoul, which is connected to all those different lifetimes that you experienced. So you're connecting to all of that and you're still part of Source. So it's all of it. It really is all of it.
Yeah, it's just this oversoul is where you're popping back and forth.
Yeah, that's probably where you're going for
So,
your life review
yeah,
and that kind of
right.
stuff, I
Yeah,
imagine.
so that's probably it. That's probably the answer.
Yeah.
Probably because we,
And yeah, maybe ask us again in 6 months, see what we say.
we just, this is based on information and that we have now from things that we do and
Yeah.
sessions and things like that. But as, like you're saying, it does go back to the we know this much. As more and more is open to us, there may be broader answers down the
Yeah.
road. Yeah. But this, that feels right now.
It does. It feels good. All right. We're settled on that.
Yeah. It is done.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Tiffany, what else we got?
Do this is from Paige. Do we have soul contracts with narcissists in our lives? It makes it hard to walk away if they are just doing their job.
Yeah.
Remember, agreements, we have agreements with people for different things, but like we were talking about earlier, we ask people to play roles in our lives so that we can have experiences so that we can learn things. So whether it's agreed on, it's an agreement. See, and then in that, it's like, can you play this role? So we may be asking somebody to play the role of this really shitty character, and just be horrible to us so that, I can learn to love myself. I can learn to step away. I can learn whatever, whatever it is I want to learn, but you're going to have to be like this in order for me to learn that. So see, they're playing a role. The agreement is for them to play that role. It doesn't, the agreement is not that you stay with them forever and ever. The agreement is
In
you play your
fact,
role so I can learn whatever I want to learn about myself.
yeah, in fact, the fact that you are connected to them or do love them, but they're treating you poorly or not respectfully, it is harder to leave them and love yourself more, which is why that they play that role, because you're at a whole new level of love myself. I really love you, but I love myself enough to know I shouldn't be treated like that, so I'm going to go. And that's really a testament to how much you finally understand you deserve better. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to love yourself and to not let people treat you that way anymore. So they're playing their roles perfectly.
Exactly. They're playing their roles. And that's what we've got to understand is, they just agreed to do that. To other people, they might not be that way at all. Because I look at this, I try to look at all the different directions. It's like, it's funny because they're not like that in other places. No,
No.
they're like that with you because that's your agreement. That's what you wanted them to be. You
Yeah.
wanted them to be that character. And then, like, when the life is done and you have the review or whatever it is you want to do, you'll look at that and you're going, yeah, you did that really well, and I learned XYZ. But you will be with them until you start figuring it out. That's your agreement. They're going to keep playing that role until you start learning what it is you wanted to learn from that experience.
Absolutely. We're in agreement again. Final answer.
That's that responsibility thing. You created it. And this is so you can't blame them. You asked them to be that way. So now,
So
why
why
did
are
you
they
want to do
still in
that?
your life? Yeah. If you don't like the way you feel when they're around, why are you letting that continue? And sometimes it can be a really big leap of faith to change that. And there's a lot more layers to it than just, do I want this person in my life or not? If you're in a committed relationship with them, you built things together, there's more things to consider. So it
Right, but I'll,
makes that challenge that much
it
stronger.
does. But when you go to what am I learning, and
Yeah.
you stay there, what am I learning about myself? What am I learning in general? As you start going down that, and you are doing the things that okay, I'm learning this and this and this, and you're appreciating that. So you don't need that person to keep reminding you of these things. You're moving on that path now, and very likely that person no longer needs to play that role. So either they will shift, or they will just exit. They're no longer needed. You don't
Yeah.
have to do anything sometimes. So,
Sure.
it's just you have gone down the road of self-love, and I don't need to respond to you and react and all these things. And it might be you're stepping away. It's whatever feels right for you that you'll know what to do. That's what you're wanting to learn in this situation. You've
Yeah.
probably done this several times before, and that's why you're doing it again. It's like, I really want to learn this.
Yeah, and you might be at a stronger stage of it too. I mean, how many times can we go this relationship again? Or but this time it's like all the red flags, you're catching them this time, and it's like, oh yeah, I don't want this anymore. And you're stronger in your ability to walk away. So yeah. Somebody is asking, how do I submit my question? So I do want to say again, if you come in a little bit late and you want to ask a question, if you're in Facebook, you got to click on the show and open it up in its full form, and then you can ask a question. But you got to put Tiffany in capital letters and maybe put some emojis around it. That way she knows it's a question. And if you're on YouTube, you should just be able to type the question
It'll
in
just come on through.
and come on through. Okay, so we covered that again. All right, speaking of
And
questions.
welcome.
Nice to have you. Yeah. Okay, Tiffany.
So I'm going to generalize this because there were a few questions or a few individuals that had like a very similar-ish question.
Okay.
So this is how I'm going to paraphrase it is, do you have any thoughts or suggestions on how one, if they feel that they've lost their way off their path that they should be on, how do they get back?
Okay. If you feel like you've lost your way, I will guarantee you, if you have lost your way, you will have physical issues because that's usually what the body's trying to tell you when we talk about the body messages. It's usually you have gotten off track and it's trying to get you back on track. So likely you will have some physical things going on, probably with your legs, somewhere in there, hips, knees, ankle, something like that, because that's your walking on your path. And if you've gotten off your path and it's, there's other ways of doing it, but that's one thing that to know for sure. But if you're feeling like you're lost, you're not sure if you're lost or not, is that's what I'm hearing, then how do you get back on? Okay.
Well, it's funny. So I inserted that word in myself because I was interpreting it as someone feeling that they've lost their path. I don't believe that they fully lost their path, but I like how that was my word. So I'll just insert that. I
Okay.
love that. I would say to that same kind of thing. I always like the GPS analogy of that. You type in your destination and your car takes, maps you there. And then you're on the way and you're like, oh, I gotta go to the restroom. Oh, I want to get a snack. And you veer off this way and you veer off that way. And that GPS is going to get you right back on track and get you going. So,
Freaks out sometimes. Rerun. What are you
yeah,
doing? Where are you
no,
going? You need to turn right. Turn right. Turn.
you turn, you turn.
Yeah.
We're waiting for him to come up with the one going, wow, you screwed up. No. But yeah, and so how do they get you back on the path? Well, yeah, you get these little nudges, 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 and those could be symptoms and things in life, pushing you a certain direction, that kind of thing.
Yeah, if
But
you're really off.
yeah, your higher
You
self
know,
is working hard to keep you on.
sometimes I just saw this. This is interesting. I just saw this on Facebook like a couple hours ago. I'm not on Facebook hardly ever. Or was it Instagram? It was one of those. And it was a little video, a little reel. And it was like, sometimes if you feel lost, it's actually it's an indication that you just need to go inward. Which is what we're saying, listen to your GPS, go inward. And so you're not lost at all. You're just needing to go in and to get clear guidance for yourself. You're never lost. You're never, there's nothing to be lost from. I mean, we're always here. We're always on a thing. We might, like we said, maybe rerouting a little bit, going and having an experience on our way. And that kind of goes off here. The time where the body gets involved is when it's like you've been playing over here a little long and we got to get you back on track because you have XYZ that you wanted to accomplish at a certain point, So that's where it's like get back over here. But otherwise, I like that, that's what it just popped in when you said that. And so I'm like, maybe there's some,
Go inward, yeah.
so many times it's about going in. So stop looking outside of yourself for the information for the guidance. You have it all inside, and there's that Geiger counter. Your emotional, listen to your solar plexus area. It's a beautiful barometer, Geiger counter sensor, to direct you. Just if nothing else of right and wrong, things like that. Do I want this truth, false, things like that? It can, that's a way to start, and then okay, I know where I'm at. It's you're I'm getting overwhelmingly you are not lost. None of you. There's a
I
collective.
know, in my own journey, I've had times like that throughout the years where I just feel like, where, what am I supposed to be doing? And it turned out that that was supposed to be part of my experience, and that helped me to move the direction I was supposed to go. Something was supposed to change, and that's why I was feeling that way, so that I would start looking for that new thing and find my way to it. So it actually could be part of the GPS navigating you to the thing you're supposed to do next. So
Yeah, and
there's
you think it's like getting you to stop long
a
enough
lot
to, because
of
you're stopping when you ask that question. I feel like I'm lost, you know, when you're exploring that. Yeah. So maybe it's just getting you to pause long enough to get your guidance.
Yeah, you're right on track. Everything, the thing that always comes through with the Arcturians is everything is in divine order. They always say that everything's in divine order, but this is chaos. Chaos in divine order. It's got to be chaos in order for shifts and changes, and we don't know what those people wanted to experience, and just allow it. It doesn't have to be part of your experience if you don't want it to be, and you can pull your energy back from it.
Yeah,
So
and I'm going to say that word that I'm sure I bet a lot of people are tired of hearing, but that trust word. Trust yourself to know what's right for you and what's you're on the right path, you're doing it, everything's fine, like you're saying, it's all in order. Trust yourself to be in the right place at the right time and doing what you're here to do.
Your higher self has got a plan. You've got a plan. They're working on it. Yeah, they're working on it. They're not going to let you go astray.
No, they won't.
You get the psychic 2x4 when you do that.
It
People
doesn't feel good.
It doesn't. So cool. All right. I think we have maybe time for one more.
Wow, man, that time went by fast. Yes, one more question.
These questions are amazing.
They
Yeah.
are amazing. You guys are fantastic.
You started out with that convoluted question and you got everybody
Good.
convoluting.
That's right.
Convolutin. Convolutin. Love it.
Every night when I go to sleep, I put the intention to have a talk with my spirit guides, but when I wake up, I have no memory of it. So what can I do to remember them talking to me?
Then ask to remember it because you are talking to them. So now just add on to your intention, and I will remember this conversation when I wake up. It's as simple as that.
Why aren't
Just
you asking to talk to him in your awake state?
true. Yeah, it doesn't have to be in your sleep. You can talk to them. You could
Yeah,
talk
we
to
were just
them.
talking about how the veil is so thin, if there's even a veil anymore. Just when you, sometimes what I do when I don't trust the things that are popping in my head is I'll write the question down on a piece of paper, and then what do I think they're saying back to me? And just write what I, the first thoughts that are coming in your head, guys, the first thoughts, that's what, how they talk to you. They are using the thoughts in your head. And just start writing that down and start a journal of questions to your spirit guides. They probably aren't letting you remember it because they want you to do it in the conscious state. Maybe.
Good point.
Yeah. So,
Well,
right. Do we have
but
time
your
for one more?
intentions are always out ahead of you, so just be very clear with your intentions.
Yeah. Okay.
Super. We have the 3-minute warning. Okay.
So one more.
Yeah, let's do a one quickie.
A quickie.
Oh,
Okay.
let's see. This is from Kat and Jack. I've been experiencing sciatica for a long time. 2 days ago, I went into meditation with the intention of really feeling the pain. It ran away, hasn't shown back up. What happened?
The intention of really feeling it. Interesting. Well, I mean, the sciatica, and I mean, that's running down your legs and things like that, it has to do with your path. It would have to do with something. There'd be a lot of other questions as to why it even appeared in the first place. Like, when did it start? What was going on in your life? So it's possible that your meditation and you confronting it up front actually dealt with whatever. But see, there are other pieces there
Yeah.
are needed to really give a good answer. But why don't you ask? I want you to ask, you did this, ask them also what happened. But don't go looking for it. You don't have to go look for it because it's delivered whatever it needed to do, but just ask it, what was it about? You know, and yeah, what happened there? In this time span, I mean, if we had more time, we could really delve into it and get
Yeah.
nitty-gritty. But I want you to ask. We're going to turn the tables. You be responsible. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
You get your answers yourself. From yourself.
Power yourself. You have the
Yes.
answers.
You have the answers.
Trust them. There's that word again. Trust them
Trust.
when they
Trust
come
them.
in.
Trust you.
Yeah.
Trust you. Yeah. Okay. Tracy, if people want to reach you, if they want to get a hold of you, if they want to have sessions, they want to have Daniel. You have a lot of
All the
different things
stuff.
you do besides
I
QHHT
do.
sessions. So
Yeah.
where can they find you?
I even have a little 1 hour journey thing coming up that would be fun about DNA. So that could be fun.
Very cool.
TracyMahan.com, TracyMahan.com.
You
Or
have something, another one in Egypt coming up too?
yes. Oh my
Okay.
gosh. So many things are happening with stuff. Egypt in January, possibly Hilo, Hawaii in August. We're waiting to get confirmation on dates. Then I have another one that could be in Cancun, October-ish. We'll see. Cancun,
Wow, you're
looking at,
very busy.
oh, this full moon, I'm telling you what, I think it's a full moon energy because all of this has been within like the last not even 48 hours, probably 24 hours, just setting this stuff up. And it's like, oh, yeah, that would be great. So if you
Very
want to
cool.
keep track of that, TracyMahan.com or go to QHHTOfficial.com. My information's there too.
Yeah, and we're having a really cool sale right now on level one and level two. It's our summer solstice sale. So if you would are interested in that, you know, if you've ever thought about being a practitioner, this would be a great time. You know, it's at a great price for you. It's QHHTOfficial.com for everything QHHT and where you find Tracy. And anyway, we'd love to have you
Everything.
aboard.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah. We
Love
love
you
having more
all.
family.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tiff, for taking care of everybody and sorting
Yeah.
through the questions.
Thank you, Tiffany, that we get to spend this day with you. I know we
Thank
make the best of it.
you. I love you
Bye.
all. Thank you all for being here. Love you so
Bye,
much.
everybody.
Bye.